William Fichtner passed up a career in criminal justice in western New York to follow his dream when he took a bus to New York City in the hope of becoming an actor. It was a big risk that paid off. I asked him what it was like to take that first step.
This is still the 70s. Who became an actor? I didn't know anybody that I didn't go to school with anyone that became an actor or even went to study, you know, acting. That summer of 1978, I worked at Mulligan's Beach Club in the summertime out in Sunset Bay. And I read a book, How to Be a Working Actor, over and over and over. And then finally, I did a regional audition in Syracuse for the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York. And, I remember that being the most nervous that I ever was in my life to that point, even more so than getting in trouble in Maryvale High School, which happened a lot. But I got in, and I remember telling my parents, I'm going to move to New York. I want to be an actor. My father looked at me like I could have told him I was you know, going to Mars that weekend. And my mother was sweet. She was completely accepting and supportive of this sort of shift. You know, where do you get that ability to have enough courage to take that step? You know, I think that so much of that comes from my mother. She was from Buffalo, Patricia, you know, grew up here. And you know, somewhere deep inside, my mother would look at me like, you could do that.
What do you see as the most rewarding part of your work?
Great character journeys, most of all. Let's put it this way. One thing's for sure. I don't think I've ever worked on anything because I usually don't work on, I don't work on things for money. It's not like I don't want to make money. I don't wear it like a badge of honor. But I can honestly say I don't think I've ever taken a job because, oh, man, that's a lot of money. I'm going to take that. If I don't believe in it, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be any good at it, and I'm not going to do it.
You're a race fan.
Huge. Yeah, been a race fan since I love all motorsports. But, you know, I growing up here in western New York, Friday nights at Lancaster Speedway, I believe I took that my bicycle from Chickawaga more than a couple of times. But as soon as we got our license, we went.
And you're still a big Bills fan, big Sabres fan?
Oh, yeah. No matter where I go.
I can't imagine you could ever lose that.
You do not lose that. It's in us.
Yeah.
I've lived most of the last 2 years in the Czech Republic, in Prague. Thank God for NFL Game Pass because my wife is from Massachusetts, so she's obviously a Patriots fan.
Ooh,
I know.
Yeah.
I love her, but I have to deal with it. But NFL Game Pass, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock East Coast time, 7 o'clock Prague time, Sunday nights, we don't make plans on Sunday nights.
Your new film, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, comes out this summer.
August 8th. The film comes out August 8th. We worked on it last year, shot it in New York City. That was pretty exciting. Yeah, I haven't seen it, the finished product. I'm sure they're just finishing it now. Tremendous special effects on it, obviously, because it's live action and the turtles are real. But I had a really good time working on a young director named Jonathan Leveson. Great, great, smart. And Michael Bay produced, and so the production value is about as high as it gets. Should be interesting.
Tell me about the project you're writing that you plan to shoot here in western New York.
I co-wrote a film over, I can't believe I'm throwing this word out, probably over the last decade. Me and a good buddy of mine, I call him my little brother in L.A., Kane DeVore. We've been working on this for a long time. I'd say in the last 2 years, I've kind of, you know, really got serious about it to the point of really dialing in the script and getting something I felt was, you know, people would really respond to. You know, it was always written to be in upstate New York, in the Finger Lakes region. I feel I'm not quite there. I need a couple of more miracles to get it all together. You know, it's looking like maybe next summer is going to be the perfect time, I hope. I know what the beauty is of upstate New York. I don't want to shoot this in Shreveport, you know, on a big muddy river with moss hanging off the trees. I want maple leaves. I want the rolling hills and the clarity of the air in upstate New York. I want that.
How do you view your career up to this point?
Honestly, I feel grateful for the whole journey. I know there's a payoff. We talked about it earlier about what it's like to jump off that diving board when you don't know. The payoff of doing that is what I get in my life right now. And I worked really hard for it, harder than anything I could have possibly imagined I would work that hard for. Do I like it when somebody says, hey, you're that dude? I like it more when they go, hey, William, I loved you in Drowning Mona or something. Specific movies, name, but it's a good thing.
Bill, thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Nice to have a chat.
That's actor William Fichtner, raised in Buffalo, New York, whose new film, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, opens August 8th. For WBFO, I'm Pat Feltball.